This is St. Louis Public Radio. During the Great Recession, Clayton-based manufacturer Barry Waymiller watched demand for its packaging equipment dry up practically overnight. To avoid laying off factory workers, the company's CEO had everyone sacrifice some pay. As part of our continuing series on the Great Recession, St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard talks to employees who shared the burden to keep themselves and their coworkers employed.
It's been nearly 10 years, but Barry Waymiller CEO Bob Chapman still remembers the moment the Great Recession hit home. It was February 2009, and he just learned the customers had canceled nearly half of their orders for his company's packaging equipment. He was on a trip to Italy at the time.
So I said to myself, sitting in my hotel room, what would a caring family do if a member of a family had a problem? We'd all pitch in together. We wouldn't take it out on any one person. So I emailed the United States and I said, look, clearly it's hit us and it's hard. I have an idea. What if everybody took a month off so nobody would have to be let go?
As Chapman tells this story, he's sitting in the conference room of company headquarters in Clayton. Barry Waymiller no longer manufactures products in St. Louis, but employs about 350 people in the corporate offices. Chapman says manufacturing has always been a cyclical business, driven by economic peaks and valleys with little regard for workers.
If I tap your knee, your leg's going to go like that. When the economy turns down, you lay off people. That's just what we do.
But instead of layoffs, Chapman devised a furlough plan. All employees, whether they worked on a factory floor or in a corporate office, would take unpaid leaves of up to 4 weeks. His assistant, Diane Osterholt, recalls her reaction.
So when they announced this program of furloughs, it was kind of shock and disbelief and a bit scary. And I thought, for sure, this doesn't apply to me. I work for the CEO. It's not going to hit my level. But I tell you, when the business world slows down, the emails stop and the phone calls stop, and it gets pretty quiet.
Osterholt says losing weeks of her income forced her to tighten her belt, especially since her husband was in between jobs. But she believes the company did the right thing.
Because I think it's fair, it shows compassion, and it makes people be creative about how they spend their time, how they spend their money.
Ken Hoff has worked in the company's IT department for 18 years. He says the recession furloughs have begun to fade into the institutional memory of Barry Waymiller. But he'll always recall how positive his coworkers were. Some took an extra week off, cutting the leave time for colleagues who were in financial need.
People may have had to go on furlough. They may have lost pay for 4 weeks or whatever, but they still had a job when they came back. The attitude that I saw of some of my coworkers was really great.
Chapman knows the furloughs went against the grain of standard business practices, but at age 73, he sees things differently. Even before the recession, he had pushed Barry Waymiller to accept a new leadership model that stressed the dignity and success of employees. He says the recession was a test drive.
And if you want to determine how good your business model is, drive it through the 2008-2009 downturn. Bank of America collapsed. General Electric never recovered. Many of the premier companies in this country went through a tremendous validation of their business model, and not many did well.
Chapman notes that Barry Waymiller not only bounced back quickly after the Great Recession, but set an earnings record in 2010. He says it's proof that a company can value its employees while making a profit. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.